On the Phone with Matt.
Well, I know, what a great entrance, right? I literally thought of it on the spot. If you couldn't tell, yeah, it is currently 11:36 on Tuesday morning, or I like to call this before noon, because you have the afternoon, right? Like noon is literally 12 o'clock on the dot. Anything after that, 12 o'clock and 1 second, it's afternoon. Do you ever think of that? Huh? Have you? When does evening start? When the fuck does evening start? I like to think it's 7. Right around 7 o'clock. It's afternoon all the way up until like 7. Yeah, that sounds good. And then it's evening for like however fucking long it takes for it to get dark. And then it's night. 11 o'clock. We'll say it's 11. 11 o'clock is nighttime. But then you have midnight. You know, it's not night noon. It's not night noon. It should be night noon. I like that better. It's night noon right at midnight. And then after midnight, right at, I say midnight again. Midnight's like any time in the middle of the fucking night. And did you notice that midnight isn't the middle of the night? If it's referring to 12 a.m., 12 a.m. is like an hour after night starts. Midnight would be like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. So we have night noon. And then we have after night noon. Okay? Yes. That's that's now the official terminology. And then for like, you know, overnight, you don't have overday. So why is it called overnight? Is day under? Underday? Then you have morning. When the fuck does morning start? You say 2 o'clock in the morning, that works, right? 7 o'clock in the morning? 8 o'clock in the morning? I think 9 o'clock is a good time for morning to just shut the fuck up. You know? Most of us are at work by then. Most of us. Breakfast, if you go to like, you know, fast food places, is usually over at like 10:30 or 11. That's when they consider lunch to start, 10:30, 11 o'clock. So, I'm trying to work this out here. I want to say morning is over at 9. And then from 9 to 11:59:59 a.m. is before noon. That's before noon. So if somebody says, what time you want me over? You say 11:30. They say a.m. or p.m. And you were like, you could easily say a.m. But you could say 11 a.m. before noon. And they would be like, oh, okay. And then the asshole will be like, as opposed to 11 a.m. midnight? Yeah, because you know there's that one guy. And then when it's 12 o'clock, it's noon. Nah, it's afternoon. It's all worked out, man. It's perfect. I'm going to document all this shit and put it on my blog, martiansattack.wordpress.com. Believe me? I don't believe me. It's probably not going to happen. Actually, it probably will, because now I think I'm onto something here. So anyway, it's 11:41. in the before noon, and I'm just sitting here. I already had my morning bowl, got my coffee. Coffee. Ooh, it's hot. Ah, good hot coffee. The best part is, I cleaned my coffee cup yesterday, washed it for the first time since I got it. I washed it when I got it. I brought it home. It's one of those travel gas station thermos cups. They're not thermoses, really, but they're, you know, it's really nice. The lid's perfect. It snaps on. It's solid. The sippy hole has a cover for it, so you could actually knock the cup over and not spill anything, which is nice. But I washed it out yesterday. Oh, and for the record, I've had it for like 2 months now. Yeah, and just washed it for the first time yesterday. Because I don't really actually rinse anything out. Like, if I change drinks. So I'll go from, like, coffee to Mountain Dew to water to tea, fucking whatever. And everything tastes like everything else. It kind of sucks, but it's still kind of cool because I'm lazy as fuck. So yesterday I decided to clean it and I let it soak for a while because coffee, it's hard to get coffee smell or taste out of anything. And I put a little bit of dish liquid in it and I filled it up with hot water and let it sit. Well, I rinsed it out really good when it was done, and now I'm tasting dish liquid in everything I drink. So my at least I know my coffee's clean, right? Which is good because I made it in a Keurig, and I just discovered after I got the Keurig that apparently it's really bad drinking out of a K cup, a K pod. Yeah, so apparently it's not good for you. The plastic the cups are made out of is whatever that, what is it, BPA friendly or free? It doesn't have the plastic stuff, the chemical or whatever, that makes you sick. Like, you can technically, like, consume things off of this plastic and be okay. However, when it gets, like, really hot, like, you know, when you have molten water boiling your coffee grounds, it's too hot for the plastic, and you consume some of that plastic, and that's not good. So, and then they fill up the, you know, the landfills with all their plasticness, and you can recycle them, but you'd have to peel the aluminum top off, and, you know, you gotta rinse everything off, clean out the cup, dispose of them in the right bins. It's kind of a pain in the ass, really. Unless you order from a place like Oakland Coffee, you know, Green Day's coffee shop. Their K-Pods are, or K-Cups, what the hell are they? I'm so used to pod because I got a little vape thing. Pod. Not a weed vape thing. I have one of those too. But I have, it's called Enjoy, N-J-O-Y, and they're awesome. It's the best one I've ever used, and I've used quite a few of them, and they're really hard to find, too. I think you can order them online, but damn, around here, there's very few places that carry them. But these pods, these cups, I've heard K-cups and K-pods, I'm not sure what they are, but Oakland Coffee's pod cup things, K's, are biodegradable. So they're good. Like, everything in the pod is biodegradable and not hazardous. So go that route. You can order Oakland Coffee from their website. I'm not sure what it is right now, but I'm going to be doing that soon. I actually have yet to use or try their coffee. But also, my Keurig came with a little tiny metal filter that I can put in there and put coffee grounds in. So I don't have to get the cup things, which is cool because those things are more expensive than regular coffee. And fuck that, you know, I'm starting to get addicted to coffee for the first time in my life, and I don't need that kind of monetary commitment. You know, that's why I never did Coke. It's just, it's fantastic, but I just can't sign up for that kind of a cash flow. Like, that, no, I don't have that kind of money. So that's why I never did it. But anyway, yeah, I do. I am a pot smoker, if you haven't noticed. And very rarely do I do my podcast while high. Maybe I should do that more often. Because I feel like I'm rambling right now while I'm packing another bowl. So, how was the weekend? Weekend was all right, except Sunday, I watched the Bengals do what they do best, and they got absolutely destroyed by a team they should have beaten easily. And I mean destroyed. It was like 41-22 or something. It was ugly. I mean, it was like 24-0 before the Bengals scored. Yeah, it was ridiculous. They're so fucking on again, off again. How do you, you know, it's like the whole team wasn't there. You know, when they're all on together. When they're all off together. It doesn't make sense. You don't have like a random player who's just having a bad day. You know, they're just having one of those games where nothing goes right. You don't have that. You either have the whole team's on or the whole team's off. And I don't fucking get it. That's how they always are. And they finally woke up and started doing well. But the defense, they just could not stop the Chargers at all. Ugh. And the Chargers offense was on it. They looked really good, actually. Yeah, it was a good game, I guess, for, you know, if you're a Chargers fan, everybody in San Diego and now, I guess, Los Angeles. What's going on in California football anyway? It seems like it's every other couple of years a team switches cities, or now the Raiders have moved out of state, you know? What's that about? No other city or state really has that issue quite like California. Poor San Diego, man. They just... Oakland. I still don't understand that. I never looked into it, but why did the Raiders move out of Oakland? The Raiders have a huge fan base. It spreads the whole country. And they've had that fan base for a long time. There's a few teams who are like that. The Cowboys, the Patriots, you know. And the Raiders just, they happen to be one of those teams. So why did they not just switch cities once, but why did they move to another state? How are they not... I don't understand that. What was with the move? If you know anything about that, let me know. On the phone with Matt at gmail.com. That is how you get in touch with me. Or you can go to anchor.fm/onthephonepodcast and you can leave me a voicemail there. Keep it short. It's like 2 minutes. Yeah. I found that out the hard way, trying to talk to another podcast when I did my little interview. Wasn't really an interview. I did do an interview with one, and I can't remember who that was, and she has yet to get back with me on when it's going to air or if it already aired. She will not return my calls. Maybe she cut me all together. I would have. No, I actually did another one where I called and left a voicemail it was Lisa and Alex, Married with Podcast. I told them an interesting delivery story that happened to me a few years ago. It was quite a fun. That turned out really well. So yeah, I called their anchor page, I think it was, and it was like 2 minutes. And then I called another thing they do, and it was 2 minutes, and like, it was just, wow. So, yeah, if you're going to, like, type out something or want to tell me something long, I have a huge explanation for what's going on in Oakland or with the Raiders, email would be the best route. onthephonewithmatt@gmail.com. While I collect my thoughts, I'm going to take a little break. I will be right back. Don't go anywhere. And we're back. Thanks for listening to me ramble on and on about Anchor.fm, the greatest podcasting site ever. So that was my weekend, getting pissed off terribly Sunday. And my wife is like on a roll. I think I've talked about it before. She has predicted like the last 5-6 games almost perfectly. And I mean that by the details. She's actually predicted the winners perfectly. She's been spot on for the last like 6 weeks. But then her little details, she'll be like, so-and-so is going to win by a lot or by a little, or it's going to be a blowout. And she's been wrong with those details like twice. Otherwise, she's been spot on. And she was with this game. She said the Chargers were going to win. Actually, she said, I can't remember if she said it was going to be close, but she did say the Chargers were going to win. And then other than that, I've been working on Aneurysm Radio, my 90s rock internet radio station that I'm starting. I've actually started, but I will be officially launching it this Friday at noon. So hopefully before noon, you'll get this podcast episode update of the week. You can listen to that while you wait for the launch of Aneurysm Radio. Then you can tune into that and rock out all weekend. Hell yeah. That's the plan anyway. Hopefully, you know, it was supposed to happen this past Friday on the 3rd at noon. And that didn't happen. So, yeah, hopefully this Friday all things look good. It should be started and we'll be good to go. You can do that, by the way, at aneurysmradio.com. Yeah. So, I got people sending me messages. I'm still recording on my phone because I still don't have my equipment set up right. But here's the thing. Okay, so on to that. When I get my studio set up appropriately, that's when this podcast will be done from a studio setting instead of on my phone. So that's when season 2 is going to officially start of this. You didn't even know we were in a season, did you? I didn't. No, I did. This is season one, of course, excuse me. I've been doing it now for about 3 months. 2, 4, 6, 8, 3, 4 months, maybe. Something like that. Anyway, so now it'll be about time for season two, and I'm assuming I'm going to do my seasons in length based on the length of the first season. Because I have yet to find anybody who has any clue how long a podcast season should be. I don't even know why we have seasons, honestly. So that's what's going on with that. And then when I do that, I'm going to try to have some bits. Not bits, but like, I guess bits for the show. Like, I'm going to do a funny tweets segment. I follow the best people on Twitter. And I see a lot of really good funny tweets. So I'm going to try to find the best every week, and on either a Tuesday or Friday episode, I will do, I'll read some of those. So that's the plan for that, and the plan for Aneurysm Radio. And I really don't have much more of an update than that. Yeah, not much is really going on. I've just been working overtime on this internet radio, trying to get it where I want it to be for the launch, and right now it is. It's good. Yesterday was a very productive day for me, and I actually got it done a lot sooner than I thought I would, and it's pretty much ready to go. So I'm probably going to have the station broadcasting today or tomorrow. Just to work out the last minute kinks. I also have to get a couple of programs running and set up, and I have to do that while the station is running. And I'm really hoping to have these programs ready by Friday at noon. Not before noon or afternoon, but right at 12 on the dot. I'm really hoping to have it all ready by then. So, yeah. So, if you want to tune in, if you want to go to aneurysmradio.com and tune in, or just, you know, keep the page open in your browser when I start broadcasting, it might, no, actually, I think you have to hit play for it to broadcast. So, however, let me check it out now. I'm sitting at my computer. It looks like the player is on the page. There is a play. Oh, okay. Well, you can play it. It's not broadcasting anything right now. So go ahead and play it. And then when I start broadcasting, you'll just hear music like, whoa, what the hell? And then you'll rock out hard. So that's the plan, right? Definitely. Okay, so yeah, today, hopefully later today, I'm guessing, at the latest tomorrow sometime. And then for sure Friday. So there you go. Aneurysm Radio. Check it out. Aneurysmradio.com. We are looking forward to rocking with you. Yeah, that was pretty good. I should use that. Yeah. So, I don't know what else to say. I'm going to finish drinking my dish soap coffee with hazelnut. It's hazelnut dish soap coffee. maybe I should open a dish soap coffee business like Starbucks. Call it Sudsy Coffee. Suds and Coffee. No, not at all. So if you would like to follow, by the way, before I get out of here, a little early this week, today, anyway, I'll throw some links at you. Definitely check out the aneurysmradio.com. You already know, well, I guess you don't know these links. You can email me on the phone with Matt at gmail.com. You can listen to the show, obviously, how you're listening now. Spotify, anchor.fm/onthephonepodcast. You can search me on iTunes, Google Podcasts. What the hell are the other ones? Let me look. I'm going to read them off to you now. We got Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker. You can go to breaker.com, I believe it is. Let me see. No, it's breaker.audio. You can listen to us or listen to me there. You can listen to me on Castbox, castbox.fm. And then there is Stitcher, stitcher.com. So you can listen to me in all those places if you should so fancy. And that's it, I think. Twitter, if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can get updates from me there. Talk to me, chat, you know, whatever. I'm chatting with a lot of people currently. That would be twitter.com/onthephonewmatt. The W stands for with, for those of you who couldn't figure that out. And then I do have a little kind of a website for the podcast, on the phone podcast.wordpress.com. You can listen to the show there as well. Actually, I have a little player there. And oh yeah, let me tell you about this too. Have you heard about Good Pods? Yeah, Good Pods is an awesome app that pulls in, I heard it gets its info from Apple, all the podcasts on Apple. So it pulls their RSS feeds and creates a page for every podcast that's on Apple Podcasts, iTunes. And each episode gets its own page. So what you can do is, if you're a big fan of podcasts or whatever, you can create an account there, a free account, and you can not only listen to your favorite podcasts there, but you can rate and review each episode individually. Pretty awesome. It's a social site for podcasts. I love it. Good Pods. You want to get their app, because their website, their browser site, is nothing but a link to download the app. You can find On the Phone with Matt on there. You can find pretty much anybody who has a podcast hosted on Apple. And the cool part about that is you can also talk to your favorite podcast people on the app. Yeah. You can friend them, follow them, subscribe, all kinds of shit. It's really cool. Check it out. Good Pods and everything else. Yeah. So I hope you have a good week. Tune in to Aneurysm Radio at your earliest inconvenience. And like I said, later today, tomorrow, it should be on the air. And I'll see you Friday in more ways than one. Hope you have a good week. Peace.